This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday called out Russia's invasion of Ukraine, pointing to Western unity and Moscow's losses.
Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine has been a strategic failure, greatly diminishing Russia's power, its interests, and its influence for years to come.
Blinken in Helsinki City Hall also said, quote, when you look at President Putin's long-term strategic aims and objectives, there's no question Russia is significantly worse off today than it was before the full-scale invasion. Ukraine says Russia is again blocking the UN-backed Black Sea grain deal. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Kyiv accused Moscow on Thursday of halting the registration of ships to all Ukrainian ports. A UN spokesman said Russia told officials it would limit registrations to the port of Pivdenia in Ukraine's Odessa province. The UN and Turkey brokered the Black Sea Grain Initiative last July. It's designed to tackle a global food crisis made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which is a leading grain exporter. Russia agreed to a two-month extension of the deal in May, but it now says it will halt the deal unless an agreement is fulfilled to overcome obstacles to exports on its own grain and fertilizer.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. U.S. senators voted to suspend the federal debt limit Thursday, capping weeks of fraught negotiations to eliminate the threat of a disastrous credit default just 4 days ahead of the deadline set by the Treasury. Economists had warned the country could run out of money to pay its bills by Monday, leaving almost no room for delays enacting the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which extends the government's borrowing authority through 2024 while trimming federal spending. This is VOA News. A prominent traditional leader in Cameroon's troubled northwest region has been freed after 18 months of being held captive by separatists. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon government officials say the Central African State military freed von Kevin Chumitang from a separatist camp in Bui in the northwest region on Thursday morning. Government officials say several fighters were killed in the encounter but gave no further details. Deben Chofo, the governor of the region, says the traditional leader's release shows authorities are gradually restoring order after years of separatist unrest. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nigeria's main labor union said on Friday it plans to go on strike from Wednesday to protest against a tripling of fuel prices in the country after new President Bola Tinubu scrapped a costly subsidy. The government hopes the lifting of fuel subsidies will help alleviate a funding crisis in Africa's biggest economy. A wave of strikes ensued the last time Nigeria tried to introduce a similar measure in 2012. With authorities eventually reinstating some subsidies. Ecotourists in Indonesia are discovering the benefits of mangroves as the country pushes to conserve and replant coastal areas that have been decimated by human activity. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
In Jakarta, a city sinking by around 6 inches a year due to flooding and groundwater extraction, mangroves have been the main defense against the tide. But development along the coast, including construction of artificial beaches, is threatening the future of the mangroves. Last year alone, around 2,700 square miles of mangrove tracts fell to deforestation. In an attempt to offset the destruction, the Indonesian government has launched a program to restore thousands of square miles of mangrove tracts. But those results won't be seen for at least another 5 years, when the trees grow strong enough to hold off the ocean.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Heat waves tormenting parts of southern and eastern China are set to persist through June, putting power grids under strain as air conditioners are turned full blast at homes, office, and factories in megacities like Shanghai and Shenzhen. In the next 3 days, most of southern China is expected to suffer temperatures of more than 35 degrees Celsius, with temperatures in some areas exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, national forecasters said on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.